And welcome to our audience around the globe. This is Studio W, The Buzz, your global radio network. Hey, right after this song, hey, watch out, kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. Let's talk about it with Ms. Penny. Coming up right after this. And now to the set, your host, Mrs. Penny.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing great. Looking forward to another great show.
Okay, all right. We have Miss Joyce here, Joyce Ann here from New York.
All right. Welcome, Miss Joyce.
Thank you so much.
All right, Miss Penny. All right. What do you have on tap today for us?
Talking about our youth and some things we could do to help our youth.
All right. I'm going to sit back and listen. I'm sure I'm going to enjoy.
Okay. All right. Hey, how y'all doing out there in the world today? All around the globe, let us know how your weather is doing. It's nice here. We have a little light breeze here in Virginia, but it's really sunny, so you won't feel the breeze. Let me know where you're at and how around the world your weather is going and how things are going with you today. I basically want to talk to you. Let's talk about it. That's what we do. We have good conversation here. Today I'm basically want to talk about our youth, teenagers, our young kids, things that we can do to try and help them to come up off the streets. What we can do to help organizations that are trying to do things like this, to help give things to the youth to be able to do instead of hanging out on the corner or getting into fights. And when I was growing up, y'all know I always got a story. When I was growing up, we had the Boys and Girls Club. We had the recreation centers. We used to do competition and swim against another recreation center, little track meets. But nowadays, it costs so much for kids to be involved in this type of thing. And we got people out here today that is trying their best to do things to help kids, but not involve a lot of money. Because if a parent have more than one child, it can really cost you. And before we get started, I want to let you know where we're coming from. We're coming from Studio W Live. And to all our listening audience around the globe, please share our station with your family and friends. From your Apple, you can hear us on downloaded on studio.w, or if you got Android, you could go to your Play Store and download it, Studio W. Also, we're available. You could just tell Alexa to play us. And don't forget, you can go to the website, studiowbuzz.com. That's Studio WBUZZ.com. And if you don't get to hear the show or you want to share with a friend and they don't hear it today, you can just click, go into the website site and click on the archive and look for the show, and you can listen to it as many times and share it with your friends. And if you do go on the website, subscribe with us and leave a message letting us know how you like us and what you like about the show, and what you would like to hear on the show. Now today, like I said earlier, I have Miss Joyce Ann from New York. Joyce, can you grasp for the things that's happening with our youth and things that people can maybe do to try and help the youth and the teenagers?
Sure can. Let me start off by telling you a little bit about myself so you understand more where I'm coming from.
Okay.
Like you said, my name is Joyce Ann. I'm the COO of the Standby Crew Academy. It's a nonprofit organization, and we're trying to build a free school for the children to learn every aspect of the music industry. We've been trying to get funding for this for many, many months with, so far, not too much success. It's extremely hard in New York City to get funding for academics for our children for some reason or another. Like you said, there used to be the Boys and Girls Club, which they still do have, but they don't televise it, and the schools aren't really talking about it. They do have a few after school programs, sports and dancing, and they used to have church functionings after school, which they do not have anymore because a lot of churches have closed since the pandemic. A lot of parents, like you said, cannot afford it. Many parents are working. Everything is up. People aren't making money right now. And most programs, they're just not listed for people to find them. So what we have to do is get together, get into these schools and these churches and start making programs for these children.
What is your, so the listener can hear, just in case they would like to donate or they would like to help fund your program, repeat the name of your program that's you, and what you, repeat what you're trying to do for these kids.
Okay, our program is called the Standby Crew Academy. It's a learning center. It will be built in New York City in the Bronx. You can find us at standbycrew.org. And you can also find me at joycestandbycrew.com, or you can find me on Facebook as Joyce Ann. We're trying to find funding to build the school. We actually need $4.4 million to build a state of the art to give the children the best education. The founder of this program is from the UK. He's an award-winning music producer, Mr. Tony Page. And we're just looking for funding. Again, it's standbycrew.com. If anybody wants to donate, there's a donate button there. That's our website. Please check us out, and thank you so much.
But you know, the thing that I can't understand is, what is the government, what are we doing to try to help our youth? I know there's, I look around in my neighborhood. I look around and not only in my neighborhood, but other neighborhoods when I go visit. You see less playgrounds. You see, and I know a lot of parents are scared to send their kids to the playground because that's where a lot of shooting take place. That's where a lot of drugs take places. But if you can get a building that's in somewhere to take them off the street inside to do these things, learn music, reading programs, computer programs, why aren't we really out here trying to get them off the streets and do things for them instead of watching them get locked up?
Well, like I said, there are a lot of organizations out here trying to get funding for it, but it's almost impossible to get funding right now. We have so many different things going on. I don't know about the other states, but in New York City with the migrants and the Ukrainians, and the money is backed up right now. We don't really have money for to do too many things. The parents are overwhelmed. You know, they're working a lot of hours, a lot more hours than before. The children really don't have daycare centers to watch them. Back in the day, we were able to watch ourselves because it was safe. These days, it's not safe anymore. There's too many homeless people in the street. Children are out there. It's just overwhelming in New York City.
But it's not only New York City. It's everywhere because daycares are so expensive.
They're very expensive.
If you got more than one child, and even with just one as a newborn, a little baby, that could bring you $700, $800. So am I going to work just to pay a babysitter to sit at home to watch my kids? That's unfair to me. I'm trying to survive and pay my bills and put food on the table and buy clothes for my kids. But yet and still, I'm going out here working every day trying to make sure that my child can be taken care of while I'm working. So I'm working to pay for my child. So I'm getting punished for having kids.
Right. So again, it takes a village. Like in the old days, it takes a village. The communities have to come together. People that have children have to come together and everybody take care of each other. But we don't have that unity in the African American, communities. You know, everybody's just doing their own thing.
But you know, I always have a story. Right. I remember when my three oldest kids was younger, right? And we was living in Germany in the military community. We didn't pay a babysitter. We did not pay daycare. Because if you work morning shift at the commissary or at the PX, I work night shift stocking or something, I kept your kids for you to go to work in the morning, and you kept mine for me to go to work at night, and we didn't pay each other.
Right.
And that's the way it was when in my neighborhood that I grew up in. A lot of people, if they were sitting at home, girl, bring them kids over here. I watched them kids. And you better believe your kids was taken care of with that free daycare. You may came home and they had probably got popped for doing something they ain't have no business doing, but they told you about it.
Right.
But now you, if the kids ain't in the house, how can kids be productive if most of the time they're sitting in front of a computer playing games, watching all YouTube or all this stuff? But if a school like yours, Academy, they'll be interacting with other kids, learning some productive, some that may help them in the future, instead of watching somebody on YouTube doing music, you could be at the Academy doing music.
It's true, because we're going to be teaching children from the age of 10 to 22 years of age. We're going to have licensed professionals teaching them. We're going to have mentors there. We're going to have lots of icons. Lots of famous people are going to come in constantly every day teaching different things to our children. But we're not getting the funding. And we want to teach every aspect of the music industry, because not everybody's a rapper. Not everybody's a singer. We want to teach basic laws, how to write contracts. We want to teach engineering. We want to teach every aspect of the music industry. And our children need this. And this school will be free to every child that comes in. But we're not getting the funding.
Listen to that, listeners. Listen to that. Every child from the age of 10 to 22 walk in that door, they're going to learn something. And how many musicians that you know that have went broke because they signed a contract that they didn't understand? Right. Remember Left Eye them. They signed the contract. They wasn't even getting paid and out there singing every night, going on tour, and weren't getting any money because they didn't know and understand the contract. So you're giving them that type of knowledge for free if they make it big.
We're trying to give it to them for free. We put up fundraisers on Facebook. We have fundraisers out there. We've signed over 30 grants. Nothing so far. We're working with the Dolby Institute. They want us to get more mentors that project to our children, African-American. So once we get all of this stuff cleared with them, they're going to try to help us. But until then, we have nothing. And like you said, there's no free schooling out there for the children. And it's not a good thing, because our children are out there. And most of the parents are single parents in the home, single fathers, single mothers. They can't be at home and watch the children and go to school. So we have to get together and do something. We have to find funding, not only for my program, but for many programs that are out there, and not only for New York, but all over the United States.
Yes.
We're concentrating on so many things that are happening all over the world, and we're not concentrating on our own children and our children's education.
And people don't realize that this is our future. The children are the future of the world.
Right.
So how we grow, how they grows up, and what they is have the opportunity to learn and be able to teach to other kids, that's what they need. They don't need to learn what's on these streets. They don't need to learn how to be on the internet fighting, being in fights. They need to learn something so they can grow up to be productive young men and women. And this is the problem. We forget about what is going on right up on our nose.
That's right.
And we turn that left eye because we don't want to see it. But we want to see, look out the door or see it when somebody getting locked up. One of our kids laying on the ground with handcuffs on them, when we can prevent it before it even happened? Because
well,
instead
we should
of
be able to.
Go ahead. On.
We should be able to prevent it, but with the new laws now that we cannot discipline our children the way we were disciplined as children, it takes a big effect on the kids because now they speak back to us. They have no respect for us. They do what they want. There's no precaution for it. Even in the schools, they disrespect the teachers. Back in the day, we couldn't speak back to our teachers. We had to do what we were said to do. But these days, the children, they don't do it. Nobody's teaching them. But it comes from home, and that's in my home. I had both parents. A lot of, like I said, a lot of people don't have two parents anymore. So the kids have nowhere to go. They have no one to talk to. You know, everybody's so busy. It's like a rat race. And like you said, the computers, the games, the videos. There's no one there to stop them from doing these things.
I was raised with my mom. That's all. Daddy wasn't there. He wasn't in prison or jail or anything, but he stayed a couple miles from us.
Yeah.
I never lost that respect for my mom. I've seen growing up other kids talk back to their mom, but I knew what was coming after those smart mouth words came out.
Right.
So, and I don't know if anybody listening that's from the state of Texas, please let us know what's your laws now about disciplining your kids. Because when I lived in Killeen, Texas, one of my daughters, I whooped her and then I called the police. I didn't give nobody else a chance. I called the police. And when the police came, they said that I was not wrong for whooping her. The only thing he checked for was, did she have any bruises on her? And he say, I don't know. This is what the police in Texas told me. Now, this has been over 40 years, so I don't know what the law is now. He said that I don't know who tells people that they cannot spank or whoop their kids. Only thing the law states, and this is Texas, states that they can, when we show up, they cannot have any abuses. So we're beginning to mean, now this is what I see, parents are beginning to be their kid's friend instead of being their parent. I'm not your friend. I did not have my friend. And y'all know I always have a story. When I had my oldest daughter, my mom asked me, what did I want her to call me? Because I was very young. And I told her mom. And she said, why? I said, she's not my friend. She's my child. I did not birth my friend. So this is what I see. I see parents are beginning to be their kids' friend, sitting down, getting high with their friends, drinking with their friends, going to the club with their kids. That's not how parenting goes. So how can I respect you if you my friend?
That's right. Cannot be your child's friend. Can't be your child's friend. You have to be the parent. And you have to teach your children right from wrong. And that's the root of the beginning of growing with the tree. Without the root, there's no tree. So you're right, Miss Penny. You have to do it that way.
Yes, you got to really embed that in your kids, that word of respect. Respect goes a long, long way. And this is why we need places like the academy, because not only are you all going to teach them music, but I'm listening, you're going to also teach them some discipline, some respect, how to present yourself if a music company say, hey, we like your music. We want to represent you.
That's right. You have to teach them all of the aspects of living to be a productive human being. So the academy will be teaching all those things. And with all of the mentors that we will be having working with these children, it'll make them brighter, stronger, and more aware of what's going on in the world. they won't be able to be tricked that easily, not only in the music industry, but in any job that they go to, because they'll have more understanding on how the world works. And our children need those things, you know? So the academy is a great place to start, but until we get all of the funding up,
yes, and we also got a lot of, and kids are not fit for teachers either. Let's not forget that. Cause kids go into the school nowadays like they running things. When I was a child, the teacher said, sit down. You had some of us, and I test the water. I test that water plenty of times when I was in school. And when I went to school, teachers could paddle you. And I got paddled. I really did. But I test that water, but I knew which teachers to test it with. I knew Miss Patton, you didn't test it with her. You see what I'm saying? I knew the younger teachers I could try. But nowadays, these kids don't care how old the teacher is or what. They walk in the door at small age, kindergarten, first grade. They shut up. Leave me alone. Stop.
Right. Yesterday, I went to a football game for 10-year-olds. They were the football players. They were called the Harlem Jets. I was extremely impressed with the discipline these young children had. They also had little 7-year-olds there. But these children, they played like professional football players. I've never seen anything in my life. They were so disciplined, so well-behaved. Even the children that weren't in the game, that were in the background, they were all well-behaved. They had very strong Black African-American mentors. And it was just really wonderful to see. I was so impressed. I was so impressed. I have video footage of it on my Facebook page. Like I said, if anybody wants to see it, it's Joy Sand on Facebook. But we need more mentors, and it's not easy to find. We used to have the big brothers and the big sisters, adoptive grandparents, but they don't, like I said, they don't televise all of these things. I don't know about in your state, but in my state, they don't. Anything that has to do with working with our children, it's not televised. You can't find it. If you Google right now on your computer, free places for our children to attend, the only thing that's going to come up is the Boys and Girls Club. That's all you're going to find. There's nothing else there.
Parents have to give them, like those football players. Parents have to also be on board with that. Cause now you got some parents that'll run up on, people that is trying to mentor their kids because that kid went home and said that he yelled at me or she yelled at me. And then there come running the mom or the dad, somebody ready to jump on that parent or that mentor. I don't know if y'all started on Facebook, but I gotta say this right here. Somebody said guide them in the right way, right direction. You're absolutely right. One of the listeners just sent that message. It's all over Facebook. This mom went up to the school to jump on the teacher about her child. I don't know what that mom was thinking. But that teacher ran her, beat her down. So we gotta stop listening. I'm not saying don't listen to your children. Listen to me, good listeners. Miss Penny is not saying do not listen to your kids. But do your homework on it. Do your investigation. Talk to the teacher. Talk to some of the other students. Find out. Because what you heard may not even be the way it happened. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because well, I was the investigator.
Well, for me, if my child came home and said a teacher hit them or something, I will go to the school and find out what the truth is before I explode. But you do have to be careful with some students and some teachers because people are just humans, you know, and they make mistakes. So yes. You do have to do investigations before you react.
Because now you, listen to me, parents. You know your child. You know your child. That's the same child that went off on you at home when you told them to wash dishes or pick up their toys. So what do you think that they're going to do when the teacher tell them? They're not going to do it. They're going to talk back. So think about it. I knew all five of my kids. I knew every one of them. When they came home and they said something happened at school, I knew the ones that their horn should go off. The one that I knew, and I'm not gonna call you out, daughter, that would come home and tell me little stories, and then I get up to the school and look like I'm crazy. Cause I know she ain't did it before I got to the school. You see what I'm saying? I look crazy. She I swore down that she didn't do it. But the other one, if they came home and said, Mama, this is what happened, I just about knew that they didn't do anything wrong. So parents, you know, like they say, little Billy, little John, little Jane, you know them. You birth them, you watch them every day grow. And like I watch a lot of videos now, people make videos and they think it's cute because their child is on the video cussing. But now they go to school and they curse the teacher out, you're going to say they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right or wrong, Joyce?
You're right. You do know your children. And if they're cussing at home, they're cussing in school. They're cussing in the street. So you know right from wrong. You know which one did what. You're right.
I've went to football games, even in the mall. And I've heard kids, you know, back in the days when people curse a lot, they used to say they was cursing like sailors.
Right.
And they just be cursing. And I just be looking at them like, you don't see me. I know I don't look 19 or 17. Give me some respect. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They'll look at me and keep cursing.
Right. They have no idea what it means to respect your elders. They have no idea what it means to call you Miss Smith. They're going to call you what you say, B, you know, or something like that. They have no idea because nobody's teaching them. They need guidance. And a lot of our children aren't getting the guidance. Not only because the parents are not home because they're working, because a lot of parents are very young and they don't have their parents to give them the backbone to help them raise these children. There's just too much going on with our kids and nobody's there to guide them. So
I have to beg the difference on the young mother part. I have to beg the difference on that because I was a very, very, very young mother. I took the way that I was raised and added into the way I raised my child.
Right.
At that time, I was very young. So you're not going to sit here and talk back at me. You're not going to disrespect me. You're not going to go to school. You're going to school for one reason, and that's to get an education.
Right.
And you're going to drain that teacher's brain to get all that knowledge out of that teacher. So I cannot blame it on young parents. I have to agree with you. I can blame it on parents, not on the parents, because they have to work. They have to work. So I cannot blame it on them working.
Well, I'm talking about the young parents that don't have, I'm talking about the young parents that don't have help, that don't have family members helping them with the raising of the child. It takes more than just one person to raise a child. It takes a whole family to raise these children. Not just one person, it doesn't matter what age you are. You could be 12 or you could be 40. it still takes a whole village to help raise a child. That's just how
the anus and uncles that sitting down getting high with the, now I don't get high. We doing this as an example.
Right.
Which I don't get high, never have. But right. I'm a parent, I don't get high. I don't agree with it. I don't like it. I don't want my kids doing it. But the anus and uncles over here getting high with them. So how am I supposed to control them going in the streets getting high when people or other adults is telling them it's cool. It's okay. It's okay for you to walk around with a gun on you. It's okay to shoot somebody. It's okay to rob a bank. It's okay to smoke. We, instead of you saying to that child, no, cause we had that. Come on, Joyce. We had that.
Right.
Other adults telling us, girl, you better get yourself home. I'm going to tell your mama.
That's right. Well, these days, in order to get a grip on that with these children, you have to start when they're babies. 1 year old, you have to tell them the truth. You have to tell them exactly what's going on, but in their language. You have to tell them what's going on. You have to expose them to certain things. But the key to that is telling them the truth. You have to tell them the truth from day one. So honesty in that case is the best policy. That's the only way. You know, if they understand you and they believe you and you tell them the truth all their life, they're not going to be afraid to grow up and tell you what's going on around them and what the things that they see and their friends are doing. You have to tell the truth. And a lot of parents don't tell their children the truth.
And you can't sugarcoat it. You can't sugarcoat it no more. Remember they used to say, this your pee-pee and use the different names for things. You got to be straight up front with these kids. You
can't
sugarcoat nothing. If you go out there and have sex with Lil Billy, you're going to get pregnant.
I love you.
You can't sugarcoat it.
No,
if
you can't.
If you riding around the street smoking marijuana in some states now, because it's legal in a lot of states, you subject to be pulled over and arrested. And you know mom and dad don't have the money to get you out of jail. So guess what? You're going to stay there. Cause we got to pay these bills and take care of these other kids.
True.
You got to be straight up.
True.
You can't sugarcoat it.
Nope. Have to tell the children the truth. That's the only way to hopefully get them through this. And let them grow up and be productive citizens. You know, in New York City, marijuana is legal. Everywhere you go, you walk down the street, everybody's smoking marijuana, from the young ones to the old ones. I don't smoke personally, never did like the smell of it, but it's out there and it's everywhere and nobody's saying anything. Nobody's teaching anyone anything. It's just okay, you know.
We didn't have a lot when we was growing up because like I told you, my mom was a single parent raising 8 kids. I'm the youngest. And I'm not going to lie. Some of them did smoke. And I knew we didn't have a lot. So when you smoked, you ate up all the food. So what the rest of us going to eat? You got to take in consideration when you out here doing things, you know? And I think, I'm going to ask you this. Is your academy going to have some type of program in there for that times that y'all are going to sit down and have conversation or group conversation with these young men and women that's going to be a part of this academy and teach them things like this?
Well, we're not going to be dealing with the mental aspect of the young adults. All we're basically going to be training them to do is every aspect of the music industry. We're not a school. We're going to be a learning center. So we will not be having discussions about stuff like that unless the children speak to the mentors about it. And then the mentors will be able to speak to them about it.
That's what I'm asking.
We don't have class for it, no.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like the mentors that's going to be there and...
Right.
They, you know, if kids have questions, they're able to ask them questions.
Yes.
And they're
going
to talk
to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will be able to ask them any kind of questions at all, anything, and the mentors will be there to help them with their issues. We're also going to have after school programs for the younger children to help them with their homework.
Wow, that's awesome.
We have so much to do because we know parents don't get home early. So we're going to stay open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. to help the parents out. And like I said, this is all going to be free for the parents and the children. You know, there's no paying for daycare centers anymore. You know your children are going to be in a safe place. You know they're going to be learning something that they can have for the rest of their lives for free. You know, and we have already 350 students lined up, and the academy hasn't even been built yet. So once we get it built, we know it's going to be extremely huge. You know, we have a lot of schools hitting us up wanting to put their children into the program, but without the funding, we're not going to be able to build the school. And we're trying everything possible to get these grants. We're trying everything. We're doing everything possible.
Listen, listeners, I know y'all out there around the world, around the globe, listening. This is something that our kids need. This is something that will keep us from down to the jailhouse. This is maybe something that's going to help keep us out of the funeral homes. Right. This is something that our kids can use also when they become adults and want to live a productive life and make money legally. This is something that we can use. And if you're listening and you want to donate or help this fund, this academy, just reach out. You can even reach out to Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny on our group or on our Facebook page, on our YouTube channel. Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. You can go to the YouTube channel. You can go to the Facebook, the Snapchat. Let's help our kids. It may not be your child. And some of the kids nowadays, they're very, very good in music. I hear little bitty kids 5 years old out here rapping. I hear little kids in the choir singing. This is not nothing that's going to hurt you. If it's not, you got $10. Hey, that's all you can give. We got to save our youth. We have to, because they are the future of the world, and we are losing them. Every day, turn on your news and listen to how many of them are getting shot up. How many of them are locked up. We gotta save them. And they're even reaching out from 10 to 22. That is our critical age. So we got to do something. And if Ms. Joyce Ann is willing to reach out, somebody reach out, reach back to her and let her know. Try to, and if you know somebody else that can reach out that you may not can, but let them hear about it. I don't know about y'all and none of the listeners, but my heart breaks when I wake up in the morning and I watch the news and I see some youth or some little young girl or boy that not got young man that have gotten shot and they didn't make it, or some of them going to jail, or they picture on the news, they looking for them. This is something that's going to help save our youth. Stop turning your head away from what's going on in our own communities, in our own United States. It may be happening in other countries. But we got to do something as an adult to save our young children. They can't even go to school. They being bullied. Or the school getting shot up. Come on, we got somebody that's willing to teach them mentor them. And guess what? They're going to teach them after school how to make them A's and B's. And then they're doing free babysitting. How much more can you ask for? You can't ask for no more, Joyce.
No, we're trying our best. We reached out to the mayor of New York City. We reached out to the Bronx Borough president. We reached out to council people. We have not heard back from anyone. It's almost impossible to get these people to react to what we're requesting. And if anybody out there knows the mayor or the Bronx Borough president or the council people of Bronx, please have them hit us up. StandbyCrewAcademy.com. Very easy to remember.
StandbyCrew.com.
StandbyCrewAcademy.com.
StandbyCrewAcademy.com.
Right. We need the funding. You understand? We need to build this school.
StandbyCrewAcademy.com.
Right. We need to build this academy. The children need a place to go. The children need a place to meet people that are like them, to learn with them, to have fun with them, and just be active so they can grow up and be productive. It's really simple. Our children don't have anything, and we need to give our children the best education we could possibly find for them. And this is going to be free. It's a no-header. You have to do these things for our children because nobody else is helping our babies. We have to do it. Only us.
And it breaks my heart to hear that. I know as many people out there have millions and millions of dollars. And I know that if you could go buy a Rolls Royce, a Lexus, you could buy a BMW, you can donate. Let's save our children. I was went to church today, and I'm not trying to make anybody be religious. And it was a lot of kids in church for a change. We don't even see them there no more. Kids don't even come to church no more. When my kids was little, you gonna beat me at church because you going to Sunday school. We got to do something to reach our youth because the internet is raising them. They got a hold on them. We got to do something different and something better. And I might not be able to know what it is. If y'all listening, send us some messages. Let us know. What do you think? What do you think that we can do as adults to in your community to try to help our youth? And it's getting worse. It's not getting better. It's not. And that's what people fail to realize. Every day is getting worse.
Right.
And we could, if you could take, I'm going to say $12 and get a 12 pack, you can take $12 and donate to help our youth. It's not that hard. We got to do better. And I'm not blaming. Please, parents out there that's listening, do not think that Miss Penny is putting anybody down, because you have to work. You have to work. And these kids, you got the peers in their ears. You got their friends, you got some family members telling them that what they're doing is okay. You got the internet telling them that it's okay. It's not okay. It's not. Cause my heart breaks for the parents that wake up in the morning, get that phone call at night that their child is gone. And we have to do better as adults. Because I know that when I was growing up, everybody was on you. Everybody. You couldn't turn a corner without somebody running and telling your mama something that you said or did. But now it's like everybody think that it's okay. It's not okay. It's not.
No, it's not okay. And like you said, there's nobody there out there. There's no one out there to help. You know, parents are working so hard. The children, and they can't afford the daycare. There's no money out there. Everything is so expensive. Since the pandemic, a lot of parents have passed away. So that's also another reason why there's a lot of single parent homes these days. But they're not, the government is not helping. The communities aren't helping. The politicians aren't helping. Nobody's helping, and the parents have no resources. So you can't, you know, blame anyone at all. It's just the way it is these days, and nobody's trying to fix the mistake, you know. But hopefully a lot of communities will start getting together, and people will start donating to the right causes and help each other, because our communities are the communities that are failing. Our children are the ones getting lost in the system. Our children are the ones going to jail. Our children are the ones dying on the corners of the street, killing each other for no reason. Our little girls are being molested and having children when they shouldn't be having children. And nobody's there to help these kids. So we have to build things to get these kids into them so they'll be okay. And like I said, Standby Crew Academy is a learning center, and we want to teach the children. Our motto is music is soul, food of the soul, and we want to feed our children. You know, we can't feed the children without the food, and without the food, there's nothing. So we have to get together, and our people have to work together, and we have to get back to the way it was before. Like our ancestors took care of everybody. We have to start doing the same thing.
Yes. Again, I'm going to say we're coming live from Studio W. And we have listeners all over the globe. If you get a chance, share this with your families and friends. You can, if you have Apple, you can download it on your app, on your Apple phone with Studio W. If you have Android, you can download it, Studio W. You can even tell Alexa to let you listen to it. Or go to the website, studiowbuzz.com. That's Studio W-B-U-Z-Z.com. And if you want to share it or have your family or friends to listen to what about Miss Joyce Ann Academy that she's looking for donations for, you can also leave a message. You could go to the website and click on the archive, and it'll drop down button, and you can re-listen to it and let them listen to it. But if you go to the website, leave us some type of message, comment, let us know how you like the show, how you're enjoying the shows. And we have comedy. It's a lot going on Studio W. Comedy, music, good conversation, good, great, sizzling conversation on here. Let us know how you're liking it. And when you say, Ms. Joyce, about feeding our kids, feed me. And this is what I want kids, anybody that have kids, tell them, I want to feed you with knowledge. I want to feed you full of motivation. I want to feed you full of respect. I want to feed you full of education. I want to feed you full of things that's going to make you become a prosperous young man and women. But I'm going to take it away. I'm going to empty that plate of streets. I'm going to empty that plate of drugs. I'm going to empty that plate of fighting. I'm going to empty that plate of games. I'm going to empty that plate of your disrespect. I'm going to empty your plate of you cursing. You not want to go to school. I'm going to empty that plate from keeping you, to keep you out of going to jail. I'm going to empty that plate of you using drugs. But I'm going to feed you enough so that if anything happened to me as a parent and as somebody in the community, you'll be able to live a productive life as a young man and woman in this world.
That's right.
Feed me. And that's what the academy is trying to do. It's trying to feed your kids music, trying to feed them the knowledge of knowing how to negotiate a contract if you get a contract for your music. Then they're going to feed you full of education after you leave school. So what you didn't learn in school and did not understand, that knowledge that they're going to give you, you're still going to go back and make an A or a B. You're going to know more than what you did for that day. So we got to get with it, people. We have to. And save our kids. Not only in the United States, in other countries. We got to do better as adults in the community. And stop letting your kids go to school bullying other kids that parents have sent them to school to get knowledge.
Right.
And I'm so proud of you. If nobody else tell you that they're proud of you, I am very proud of you to see that somebody that, cause I know all your kids are grown, right?
Well, I don't have a biological daughter, but I did raise my niece Amanda. And yes, she's grown. She's going to make me a grandma. she's a good girl. I'm very proud of her. She works in the medical field. So yeah. I'm proud
well,
of her.
For you to have raised her, you have no little kids at home. And a lot of parents are older people like, I don't want to be bothered with nobody else's children. I'm not going to get out here and do nothing for other people's kids. But I'm proud of you that you're taking out the time and your days of trying to get this accomplished to help other people's kids.
Right. We have to save the children.
Because a lot of people are not doing it.
We have to save our children. That's our future.
Yes. Yes. And nobody wants to see that. They don't want to see that. Nobody wants to get out here and beat these streets and beg and shed tears to try to help these youth. And you're one of the people that I've met that is trying to do that.
Thank
and
you.
I am very proud of you. If nobody else tell you that, and I say thank you. Thank you for doing that.
That means a lot to me. Thank you so much.
Because I know all my kids is grown. But guess what? I got 9 grandkids that's coming up. 4 of them grown. I got 5 more that's small. That if I was there, this program would help them.
Yeah.
But you got a lot of people that's turning their eye.
Nope, that's one thing I can't do is turn an eye. I stop the children in the street if I see them doing something wrong. I stop and say something to them, even though it's extremely dangerous to do these days, but I do it anyway. We have no one else. We have to save our children. They're alone. They're out there. So it's up to us.
Take the village. Me being military, we see something, we say something, we do something. Even if you don't approach them, and you have to be mindful how you go to parents with the situation, but you can let them know a little bit.
Sure.
You don't have to go putting a child down. It's the way you tell them, hey, I saw little Billy out there, he was throwing rocks. I just want to let you know. You know, it's up to them what they do to Lil Billy.
Right.
It's up to them. And the reason why I use Lil Billy, and I know everybody wonder why do she use Lil Billy? Because everybody likes to use the name John. And that's my husband and my son name. Or they say Lil Johnny, you know, so that's why I use Lil Billy.
Right.
But this is Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. We have sizzling conversation. And like I've told the other listeners, if you have a business and you want to come on and let us know what you're doing, with your business, you're an entrepreneur, or you need help with your business, come on, tell us about it. Come on the show and let the listeners know what's going on. Because they may be right there in your neighborhood. We never know, Ms. Joyce Ann. You may have somebody right there in New York that's listening to this.
That would be great.
And I hope pray for you that it is.
That would be great.
Like I say, this your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it. We have that hot, sizzling conversation. And let us know how you like the show. You can catch us on YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, and you always, Monday, Wednesday, and Sundays at 5, you can catch us on Studio W. We have, and they will have fun doing it. That's what somebody said. Somebody just said, excellent broadcast. Excellent broadcast. We got a lot of those, Miss Joyce. So we got some listeners out there. Come on.
Oh, great.
Y'all. I'm begging people. I'm begging y'all, if y'all, wherever you at in the world and you listen to this show today and you feel like you can help Miss Joyce and our kids with this program, this academy, please let us know. We about talking about it and helping people. These are some good conversations. I really enjoyed you on the show today.
Thank you for having
me. I would like to do a follow-up. I don't know when we could do a follow-up to let us know, let the listener know where you're at with your getting donations and where you're at with getting help with the academy. But I enjoyed talking with you. And if our listeners hear us, and I know y'all saying, oh my God, Miss Penny, you keep saying this. I want to save our youth. I don't know how we can do it because all of us are adults, right? And we got kids. Those kids have kids. And those kids soon gonna have kids. So our youth don't stop today. It goes on and on and on. And if you may not have a child that you birthed, but your sister, your brothers probably didn't birth them, but they helped made them. So you got other family members with kids and grandkids and kids and kids that maybe this academy that Miss Joyce them is trying to build, if it be successful in New York, who to say you won't come and build one in Virginia or somewhere else?
That's the plan. If we can get this one built in New York, we're going to build them all over the place. Standby Crew Academy will be built.
That's what I'm saying. Standby Crew Academy.
Yes, Ms. Penny.
It will be built.
It will be built.
We don't know if it's going to be tomorrow, but we know it's coming because we got good people out there that also want to save our youth. We got other people that are seeing what we're seeing and want to change things. We got other people that don't want to go to the jailhouse to see their children. Don't want to go to the morgue to visit their kids' body. Let's get our youth off the streets and teach them productive things to do with their lives. And believe it or not, Ms. Joyce said, it's going to be some young ladies that come in your program that going to prevent, this is may help them from not becoming young mothers.
Right.
And young men to not become young fathers.
That's the plan. Got to give them some education, give them to do things that they enjoy and love.
Yes. So let's look at the big picture of this. Don't just look at, oh, they just trying to get some money. No, look at the big picture. This can go a long way, people. It really can. I really enjoyed this show today. And listeners, remember that if nobody else told you today that they love you, remember that Miss Penny loves everybody. I love y'all. I thank y'all for watching and thank the new members of the group. Keep sharing, inviting your family and friends to join the group. Invite them to listen to the shows because we do have some good shows. And I want more members to come on and tell their story. And let's have a conversation about what you got going on. Because this show may not help you, but it may help somebody else. That's what Let's Talk About It with Miss Finney is about. Thank y'all for listening. We love y'all. Have a good day.
Excellent, excellent broadcast. I have to agree with the audience. Excellent broadcast again. And Ms. Joyce Ann, what the work that you're doing is great. And I'd like for you to use us with the for a resource. I'm going to contact Ms. Penny, and perhaps we can put your information on our website. All right? If that's okay with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ms. Penny did it. Great, Ms. Penny, again. Yes, got to run right now. The Boomerang Radio Show is coming up right after this, ladies and gentlemen. And guess what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about how your vote has never been more important. And some of the top 10 stories of the week. So stay tuned to StudioWBuzz.com. StudioWBuzz.com, your global radio network.
All right. Bye-bye.